rape me, rape me, my friend, rape me, rape me.
This update from the Canadian Press. The federal government is increasing funding for COVID-19 research from the initial $7 million level to $27 million. Health Minister Patty Hajdu says applications for the initial amount were overwhelming. The latest patient in Ontario recently traveled to Las Vegas and used public transit in Toronto for several days before he was tested. But officials say transit riders without symptoms do not need to seek medical help. There are 51 confirmed and presumptive cases of COVID-19 in the country. Finance Minister Bill Morneau says the government is going to announce support for Canadians who are quarantined to prevent the spread of the new coronavirus. He told the Canadian Club of Toronto this morning the government is going to increase its risk adjustment provision in its next budget to ensure it's ready and able to respond to the virus. The unemployment rate nudged up a tenth of a point in February to 5.6%. From the Canadian Press, I'm Dawn Kelly.
All right, let's check with the old hawk weather right now. 4 degrees tomorrow, sunshine, they're saying 8 on Sunday. That's nice. Tonight, getting in a low of 3, a little bit more flurry action. But right now, downtown Hamilton, it's 0, minus 5. It is slushy out there, folks. Don't go out if you don't got to until it's, you know, when you want to go to a club or see a show, really. Very ape right now. Chris, Amber coming on the air with me in a little bit. It's all about music. It's all about the MSA. It's all about clubs. It's all about fun. little variate for you there. Gunnar here, a little bit after 1 o'clock, the Steel City Music Show here on The Hawk. And I always love talking to students here at the college. It's like one of my favorite things. And last night, full disclosure, two stories quickly. I've taken a position over at the MSA, of course, as an events assistant recently. And I used to work there off and on and over the years and at the college here. And we did a karaoke thing last night. Karaoke for me is the bane of my existence because I don't sing. And not only that, it has this weird wedding vibe to me, you know? It's kind of like, you know, the after, like, people are up, they want to hear a specific song, they want to dance to a certain thing. Like, it's, I don't know what it is. I just feel very vulnerable at karaoke. So I kind of pull back. But I do other things, and I let other people do their thing, right? But last night, we had so much fun at the Cellar here up at the college. I don't know. We had like something like 65 to 70 people come in. I was giving away free poutine. You got to move that microphone down to your face, Amber, just a little bit, please. So there you go. And we had a blast. We kicked it off 7 o'clock. People were up dancing, singing around. And then your crew walked in.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, look at! I go, look at this! Look at these guys! Who are these people?"
Yeah, like,
and
then almost 20 people.
Yeah, like you all walked in. You're all like, "Oh, is this going?" Like, "Oh, this is cool. They'll enjoy it." And I looked over and I was like, "Oh, I know her," because I met Amber back. Was it like the end of like in the beginning of September, just before school?
And just like as school was starting.
Yeah, and you're wandering by and you're like, "What is this?" I'm like, "It's a radio station." Yeah, and then you were coming to school here. You weren't sure, you know, what you wanted to do, but it was like music related. You were taking one program, but you wanted like to do another, that sort of thing. So I got to meet the bulk of you guys last night. I said, "Hey, what are you doing on tomorrow? Come on the air and tell me about the music club that you guys are a part of at the MSA." So joining me right now is Amber and Chris. And how long have you guys – did you guys initially start this club up or you just started joining up?
I was the one who started it. She joined in as vice president this semester. Right. We had a different one last semester. But we started in October and we grew – exponentially, like a lot since then.
Especially like this semester, like really grew.
We really blew up.
So, like, well, what are we talking about? Like, was it just like seven people a part of the club, and then all of a sudden you have like 60, or like
so?
Like,
what?
Like, how does that work?
So, around October, November, we had three club members, including me.
So it really was a very small club.
Oh, yeah. And then we grew from 3 to around 5, and then 5 to 10, and then back to 5.
but you've built up your numbers, and now everyone's
quite
like...
Quite a bit, yeah.
We're around 55 now.
Yeah. So, and this is... how do people find out about your club?
Oh, just a lot of ways. I mean, word of mouth really gets people going, and, you know, friend of a friend of a friend kind of situation.
Like, that was how I came to music club, was through a friend of mine. He was like, "Oh, you should come to this because you like your music." And
but
like,
you can find out more of the stuff if you go to the MSA clubs.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, it's everywhere. I mean, when you look up Mohawk music right under, you know, the music department, you'd probably find us, right? So, like, it's everywhere, really.
So, a student wants to be a part of it. What do you guys do in the club? What events do you guys have?
Honestly, the way that we treat the club is more of a community than a club, because we kind of treat the club, especially the club space, as a safe space for all sorts of musicians, even if you're starting out to if you have, like, tens of years of experience.
Sure.
So what we do is we usually do free jam for the first half, where you literally just pick up an instrument, do whatever the hell you want. It's hectic, it's chaotic, but it's fun.
Right.
It's really fun to see, like, just the group come together as a team and just, like, sometimes just come up with something and we're like, "Oh, cool, this
sounds
great."
And it's completely free. So, like, with the whole situation on that, it's like, because it's so free, anyone can do whatever they want, and it can be totally chaotic when it comes to the noise. But then you got like 2, 3 people, 4 people coming together and being like, "Let's play this, let's play this."
Right.
You know, really builds a community.
For the last hour, I was just talking to a bunch of musicians that are in different styles of punk music. And with them, it's all about, from the ethos of punk, was like, just get up, try it. And you don't have to be perfect at it. Mm-hmm. Sounds like what you guys are starting here as this jam sort of thing for other students.
Yeah, so it's more than just a jam. The other half we do open mic kind of deal, where we get the pizza and we kind of chill, and one person, 2 people, 3 people, whoever wants to go up can go up and kind of perform to the whole club. So there's a whole different wide range of what we do, from practice to just free jam to communicating with others and meeting other musicians. And we also do open mics to kind of like get that fear of like stage fright.
Yeah, just to get rid of that little anxiety.
Oh yeah.
And now, you've seen a difference in people when they're doing it now?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
You see the confidence that comes out just a lot because, like, if you're performing in front of people that maybe you know, maybe you don't, like, maybe this is the first time you've showed up to this club, you're like, oh, I should try this. And then you're performing in front of people you don't know. That's what's going to happen when you're performing in front of people anyways.
Right.
So it gets that fear away from them and just it gives them more confidence than they already have.
There's 50 – you said there's about – 50. Close
around
to 50 to
55,
around 50 to 55 students that are part of the this MSA club.
Yep.
Are some of them burgeoning musicians as far as wanting to start bands? Because I know the two of you guys have started something up.
Yeah, so me and Amber here, we kind of I've had this project for a really long time, but think about bringing it back from the dead and not back from the dead, but you know, I'm getting her involved and getting other club members involved in this project. And you know, it's a punk album. I'm a punk artist, you know,
right.
I've always been. And, you know, honestly, just to have as many people to work with is just a blessing. And it's one of the reasons why I started this club, you know? So, honestly, anybody can start their own project regarding the club. Anybody can kind of grab.
So you're the founder. You're the one who approached the MSA and said, hey, you know, I like to do this.
And, oh, yeah.
And how did that get set up with them?
It was really funny. I was looking for a music club when I first came here around September, and I was like, there's a guitar club. That's literally the only thing here.
Right.
So I'm
as far as music wise goes.
Oh yeah. So I'm knocking on the MSA door, and I'm like, hey, you know, guitar club, I want to join. And they're like, sorry, that was disbanded last year. And I'm like,
oh no.
Dang. Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a music club? They're like, no. Want to start it?
Like, right.
They're literally pushing the paper onto me saying,
right.
Start it. And I'm like, okay. And honestly...
Well, that's great. They gave you some support and getting it all started. Yeah.
And to be honest, when I tell people that I'm literally in my first year, it's absolutely insane. You know, it's a lot
what
of
What are you taking here at the college?
Network engineering and security analytics.
So that's why you started a music club.
Oh, yeah.
That's the driest thing I've heard all day.
Oh, yeah.
I know that when I met Chris for the first time, I had no idea he was first year. I was like, oh, he's got to be like second year, third year, maybe fourth, whatever.
Yeah.
Nope.
No, that was you and I had the same reaction when he just said that. I was like going, oh, he's talking another language to us. That's crazy.
Yeah, but you know what? It's mostly the whole reason why I started this club. The base reason is because I feel like before this college never gave an opportunity to musicians that weren't in the music department at all.
Really?
Yep.
I felt that way.
But this is your first year here.
Oh, yeah.
So you've been here previous years.
No, I've seen this in the past, like, the first month I've seen here, I've always been trying to put myself out there. I've always been trying to network. And it was so, like, cruel the way
who as far as music goes?
Yeah, because I didn't know who to talk to. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know who was who. And, you know, I didn't know anybody from, like, you know, I was completely new, and I felt really lost as a musician.
Yeah.
Even though, for the longest time, people have told me, oh, college is where your music's going to blow
up. Chris, you are in the right seat at the right moment, sir.
Yeah.
It's 1:15 right now. It's Gunner here, Steel City Music, and I'm talking to Amber and Chris. They're part of the MSA, a recently formed club. 55 members. It's all about music, learning music, and appreciating music and getting out there. You, buddy, are sitting in the right seat, and let me tell you this, why. I work here.
Nice.
I used to work here in various roles. I used to book clubs. I meet a lot of musicians. I spin a lot of Hamilton music. So you came here within the first month, and you said you didn't know who to talk to.
Yeah.
The number one thing that you did and you right away was you went to the MSA, and they said, here's a club, and we're going to support you and start it.
Yeah.
Smart play. Now you're starting a band, and you want to start getting your music together. Once you get your players together and you get some music together, whether or not you're playing covers or not, if you play covers, that's cool. If you're doing your own original music, we have 9,000 studios here in Hamilton that you can go and record. There's a ton of them.
Yeah.
And I can set you off in the right direction. We can do that. Every club in town, pretty much, I know everybody to drop a line to and say, here's a link to a band, that sort of thing. So once you get started that way, there are at least 8 or 9 Facebook groups where you can introduce yourself to Hamilton Music Scene, Hamilton Live, Steel City Music, mine. There's lots of places to get started.
Oh, yeah.
So do not think that you are abandoned here. This radio station plays a lot of Hamilton music, and you can meet a lot of musicians through here as well. You can go to CFMU Radio as well and talk to Jamie Tennant. He's a program director, a very wonderful person. Kristen Archer does the iHeart Hamilton show, and she's also DJ online, and she does a lot of promotions in town. She's a great contact for a lot of other people in town. Buddy, you're a lucky kid to be sitting here right now. We have a plethora of information to give to you, so
thank you.
You will not have that kind of feeling that you feel abandoned.
Oh, yeah. I didn't feel, well, I think abandoned is the wrong word, because I knew that this
You said the college had, you know, nothing to offer you, but the college does have a lot to offer you.
Yeah, but the
And
thing
you
is,
also said the music program was the only thing that it backed, which is untrue. Because we have the McIntyre Theater, there's a lot of performances that go on there.
True.
We also have the Arnie as well, where there's a lot of performances there. We have satellite campuses where a lot of musicians perform and a lot of other different styles as well.
Yeah.
So there's a lot going on. You just didn't know what direction to go in, but you hit it right on the head when you walked into the MSA and said,
I want to do this.
Can I do this? And they're supporting you that way.
See, I think I just said it wrong. I think what I meant to say was I didn't felt like the school didn't get offer me anything. I think it was just I was very... I was very confused.
Well, yeah.
I had no idea where to go.
And you know what? That's a great statement, because that's how everything is when you start to begin with anyway.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it gets to, like, who do you talk to? Who does it start? That sort of thing.
And it gets frustrating, because this is literally the city of music.
Yes, it is. It is. We claim that, so it should be the city of music.
Exactly.
And we should stand by that,
exactly,
right? So we
yeah.
should make sure that we help everyone out who wants to get into music or take music or... do it for just the joy of it.
And that's the whole reason why the club's here.
Yeah, that's great. So if I'm a student that's just maybe listening now and everything, it's like, well, you know, how do I go about finding you?
Alumni, too.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. But how do we go about finding you guys online?
Online, you can look us up on Facebook as Mohawk College Open Music Club.
Okay.
We have a full Facebook page with pretty much all of our information of where we're at, what days we meet, and just things that are constantly being updated. Pretty much just that, or the MSA website as well.
So go to the MSA website, and that'll be like a link to you guys as well.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
And if you use Discord, our Discord link is on the Facebook. So
as well.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, I'm just writing some of this stuff down just for... I gotta go look at it myself.
Yeah.
Hey, it's 1:20 and change right now. Gunner here. Amber and Chris are here from the Mohawk College Music Club. It's a new club that they just started up just a little while ago. And they're encouraging people, students here at Mohawk College and alumni and everyone to be a part of it and to appreciate music just a little bit more for the joy of things. And they are killer at karaoke from what I saw last night. But the reason why you're here is because you guys are starting up some music, that sort of stuff. And you brought your guitar, sir?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So why don't you tune up? Amber, and you guys are going to be performing a number?
Yep.
Okay. Is this a cover?
Yep. It's Good Riddance, Green Day.
You're going to do Good Riddance, Green Day?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Which version? The 29-minute one?
No.
Okay,
no.
All right. That was a running joke last night, because Green Day came on and someone said, how long is this song? And someone said, oh, it's 29 minutes long. Like, they can't do that. It's not 29 minutes. It's just a joke. Okay, grab your guitar. I'm going to go to another song. And then when we come back, you guys perform and tell more people about everything.
Sweet.
Right now, here's Placebo covering Running Up That Hill on Steel City Music. Be running up that road.
unaware that I'm tearing you asunder. And there's a thunder in our hearts, baby. So much hate for the ones we love. Tell me we both matter, don't we? You.
Running up that hill, Placebo for you here on Steel City Music. Amber and Chris are joining me here from the MSA Music Mohawk College Club. I think that's what what is the official title again?
The Mohawk College Open Music Club.
Okay. How's your headphones over there? You know, you guys can dial up the headphone level over there.
Right.
Y'all okay? Yeah. Y'all good?
I'm all gooch.
All right. What song are you going to perform for us?
Good Riddance by Green Day.
Why Good Riddance Green Day? What effect has this band had on you guys?
Honestly, personally, I feel like everyone, this song can go for everyone, you know, whether you left a really good person behind, whatever, you know, the one that got away kind of situation.
Right.
I feel like everybody can sympathize with that, you know?
Yeah. How old were you guys when you got turned on to Green Day?
I've been listening to Green Day since, like, high school.
Right.
My brother got me into it when I was eight.
So was
when
your
I
brother.
Was my high school rock band, our very first song we ever played was a Green Day song. It was American Idiot.
Oh,
so
my God.
It was, I just loved it ever since.
Yeah,
so
it's a great track. Okay, take it away, guys.
Okay.
All right.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Life grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this task and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, in the end it's right. I hope you have the time of your life. Thank you. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind. Hang them on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. You're what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, in the end it's right. I hope you have the time of your life. Something unpredictable, in the end it's right. I hope you have the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, in the end it's right. I hope you have the time of your life.
Hey, a little Green Day action right there for you, good runs. 127 and change right now. Gunner here, Steel City Music on the Hawk. That was Amber and Chris. Nice job, guys.
Thanks. Thank you.
There you go. So this is what some of the material you always do in the club, or is it just different styles of music that people bring
all
into the club?
Sorts. We got jazz, blues, punk, rock. We got everything you can imagine.
Some of the people coming in, are they doing hip-hop, rap, that sort of thing?
All sorts.
Okay, yeah. That's good. So it's a pretty open community then.
Definitely.
That's great. Earlier, before you guys split, you said you wanted hint at something.
You want
to hint at this, but you don't want to tell anyone.
All right, so we're currently
It's going to be a tease.
So we currently have a thing going on. It's under approval right now.
Okay,
but we
which
have,
is why we can't say anything too much about it just yet.
Sure. But all I'm going to say necessary to this thing is, if you have a music project, if you're alumni, or if you're a student, I'd suggest working on it now or in this summer, because this is going to be huge.
So it's going to be huge. So you're looking, you're trying to tell people.
Just start working.
That start working on something and to contact you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
And, of course, how are they going to contact you?
Through the music club.
Right. And how? And where? How do we do that one more time?
All
right.
So we have a Facebook group, Mohawk College Open Music Club. Our logo is a piano, but in the Mohawk College, fashion.
Okay.
And, there's that. You could also find that Facebook group, if anything, on the MSA website. It's under the clubs, Mohawk College Open Music Club. And if you want to go the extra mile, our Discord link is on that Facebook group.
Okay. Excellent, guys. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
And lots of luck with your mysterious project. And I'm glad that you guys came out to karaoke.
Oh, yeah.
Open mic is going to happen in a couple of weeks as well.
Nice.
So I expect to see you two there.
Oh, yeah.
And doing that song.
Definitely.
Maybe. Okay. Who knows?
Well, you're going to, because I just told you you're going to be doing that.
Yeah,
okay.
Of course.
That's what's going to happen. All right. I Feel You, Placebo, right now on Steel City Music. I feel you.
just how far down do you want to go? And we could talk it out over a cup of joe, and you could look deep into my eyes like I was a supermodel. Uh-huh. You and me, baby, no one else we could trust. We'll say nothing to no one, no how. Or we bust and never crack a smile, or flinch or cry for nobody. So I'll keep the pesos, yeah, and that seems fair. So put the sugar in the tank of the sheriff's car and slash your deputy's tires, and they will get very far when they finally get the word. Picard, the United Federation of Planets, 'cause he won't speak English anyway. Everybody knows that the world is full of stupid people, so meet me at the mission at midnight, we'll divvy up there. Everybody knows that the world is full of stupid people. Well, I got the pistol, so I'll keep the pistol.
Stepped inside. So- stretched across the breeze. It's like the circus here. Step up and take your shot. There's no winners here when you're stretched across the breeze. Sometimes, sometimes, inside, inside, sometimes it hurts. Sometimes inside.
To the wire. fly from trees, proud symbols of a cavalier progress. Memories and landscapes and triage, disappearing averages, permanent changes. No jury will have a final say. Everyone knows the jury is guilty. Faced with no plan at all, just a trick of smile out of the
You heard some Bruce Springsteen in that set, some Refreshments Bandidos, and two from Sunvolt, Sometimes, and Down to the Wire. Here's a track I've been listening to quite a bit at home. Everything is Fine, Pleasure Craft, on Steel City Music.
Your friends. times hard.